boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I love when you get somebody into like one of your favorite shows and you get so excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Neighbor Man, or I'm getting him into Only Murders in the Building. It's one of my favorites.
I haven't tried that one.
You need to get into it. I've been harassing you for the past like year that you should watch this show because I think you would be really into it. Because
mm-hmm.
It's just like every time you think you know where it's going, boom, you don't.
Ooh.
Okay. New character is introduced or new thing is developed within it. And so I asked him last night, I'm like, okay, what'd you think? Are you liking it finally? Is it good? Is it good? And he's like, it's a little predictable. And I'm like, how is it predictable? He said that the ending of the show isn't predictable. Like, he doesn't know who's murdering. He doesn't know who's behind everything. But there are some scenes that are predictable because they have to be predictable.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, God. Okay, whatever.
Can I just say...
What?
Red flag. Oh, red flag, red flag.
Ring, ding, ding. This, ring that bell over there.
I'm sorry. I have to say it. Not necessarily... Okay, red flag is maybe a little dramatic. But I have to say, I'm sorry. I hate people like this. That are like, oh, I knew that was going to happen. Or
I saw that coming.
I could have told you that door was going to fly off the hinges.
We all have somebody in our family who's like that. Whether I swear to God, it's mostly your dad.
I love you, Mom. It's my mom.
Oh, it's your mom? It's not your dad?
It's my mom. Because here's the thing. We are a true crime family. Okay. We all love the documentaries and we're always on top of what's new on Netflix. So much so that we like chat about it in our family group chat. And it's gotten to the point where my mom is like, okay, you guys, I'm going to take notes in my notes app as I'm 20 minutes into this documentary of what I think is going to happen. I'll send you a screenshot once we've all watched it. And she's always right. She always knows who the murderer is.
Oh my God. Mama Kris Jenner.
But she's a bragger. She's a bragger. Like, I knew
that was going to happen.
I knew that it was the girlfriend the whole time. And I'm like, Do you want us all to feel dumb? Do you want a round of applause?
Thank you.
It makes me feel bad and it makes me feel stupid.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, because it makes me feel dumb, makes me feel stupid. Like, I should have seen that coming, but I missed it.
Right. And yeah, maybe I am dumb. Maybe I should have seen it coming, but I didn't.
Makes me worried. Like, if this happened in real life, am I going to be too dumb to see the murderer? I don't know.
Oh, geez. I didn't even think about it that way.
I thought about it that way.
Dang it.
We were just talking about how we hate watching like TV shows or even like movies with people who are like, I saw that coming. That was so predictable.
Yeah, you're either lying or you want me to feel dumb. In both ways, I'm annoyed.
Exactly. Another person I don't like to watch movies or TV shows with are the people who don't get scared.
Okay.
Like in the movies. Because yeah. I'm a scaredy cat. Like even the movie, and I know this is stupid, the movie Hocus Pocus sometimes scares me. And it's a kid's movie. I know, but it scares me sometimes when I watch it.
Okay.
So I hate when I'm like with somebody and they're like, oh, that wasn't really that scary. Or I saw that person coming. Like, I knew that they were going to jump scare you. I'm like, I'm sure that scared you a little bit. You can't act like that jump scare didn't have your hairs come up just a smidge.
I feel like if you are being like, oh, I'm such a tough one to crack, you're lying. You're making up for something else. What's going on? I know you're scared. Don't pretend like you're not.
My thought was that they totally go home and they have nightmares about it. That's what I was hoping for. But
yeah, you're crying like a baby on the inside, just like I am. So don't make me feel bad.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
How'd you feel if you had a vacation coming up and you got on the airplane and you had no idea where it was headed?
I would love every second of that.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Let's do this.
Oh, I'm excited.
That meant somebody else planned it, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
In this situation.
Yes, I am here for this because you know I don't like doing those kinds of things. So, yeah. Can this also be my wedding? Can this be a 2-for-1?
Ooh.
Wherever I'm going, I'm getting married at the exact same time.
I think, yeah, you could probably make that happen. That's not part of this, because this is a real thing, that people are being jetted off to unknown cities, unknown countries, without knowing where they're going until they literally touch ground and the pilot goes, you have safely arrived in
Jamaica
or Italy or whatever. So this is a company called Wizz Air. It's an airline company, and they have done this campaign a couple times, which I've seen on TikTok, and they've got another one starting right now for a trip in March. So you can literally like enter to win online right now. It's called Let's Get Lost with Wiz. They choose 35 lucky winners for a 4-day like vacation where you don't know where it's at. They take care of the hotels and stuff.
Oh, they pay for it all.
Well, I mean, your ticket pays for it. Or if you win it, then obviously it's all expenses paid. But they tell you absolutely nothing except for right before leading up to it, they'll tell you what climate to pack for. So obviously they don't want you showing up to
Alaska in some bikinis.
Yes, or a parka when you're in like the desert or something. Yeah. So they do tell you that. They obviously tell you any sort of like visa or passport information that you would need, but they still like keep it completely secret.
I love this.
Until you touch down. And they've done this successfully a couple times. They've taken trips to Italy, Abu Dhabi, Vienna. I saw a video of a girl she recorded when they landed and the pilot let them know that they arrived in Turkey, and everybody was so excited. But this wouldn't stress you out at all?
No.
Really?
This would make me the happiest person on the face of the earth.
Landing and being like, I don't know what, I have nothing planned. I'm just going to like go with the flow.
Just because I hate, for me, it stresses me out planning for things like that and making like an itinerary. It just like, I'm too much of a people pleaser. I think maybe I could do this if it was a solo trip, but I don't think I could ever take a solo trip.
I've seen people do that with this.
Like, but if I was doing a trip with somebody, I'm too much of a people pleaser. And so like, I'm like, oh, well, did they not want to go to Florida? I really wanted to go to Florida. And like, oh, they don't want to do the museum, but I really wanted to do the museum. So if someone just planned it all and there was no ifs, ands, or buts, I would love that.
Interesting.
This seriously, I would do this in a heartbeat.
Well, you should enter, and then I don't know if you get any sort of plus one or what the baggage rules are, but
are you coming?
I'll crawl into your suitcase.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Beware. Your friends, your family, those that you love, they want you to stalk them on Facebook. Go ahead, click their profile right now and do a little peep peep.
You really want me to? Because once I start, I can't stop. Well, just know I'll fall down a hole.
Don't creep on me. Because I know you're going to find some really embarrassing like middle school pictures, like duck face. And
I've already done this. Don't worry. Give me some.
Do you have
new.
Them saved for blackmail someday?
No, but I feel like it's kind of like normal procedure. You creep a little.
Tell me what coworker I haven't creeped on in the building. Go ahead. Ask me.
There's not one.
Okay, so you've heard of like soft launching a relationship, right? Basically, when you soft launch a relationship on social media, it's where you like post a photo and it's like you and then maybe a hand in there. And everybody's like, who's the hand? You know what I mean? And it's like a picture of a wine glass or something. And then you see that other wine glass and you're like, why is there two?
I know you're in a new relationship, but they haven't revealed necessarily who it is.
You never see what that other figure looks like, that other person. So that's kind of what soft launching is. Well, now there's a new trend. Really, thank you to Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet. They've kind of launched this new trend. It's called soft launching breakup. And it's really because they have been acting a little mysterious on social media with their posts, and they've been doing some solo appearances alone. So people are like, are they broken up?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, did I miss something? Because
you're creeping, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I follow both of them, but I guess I haven't even put anything together. But is that why it's a soft launch?
It's a soft launching breakup. The whole point is for you to go creeping and trying to figure out what's going on. So basically, it's removing traces of your ex like a ninja. You're leaving the people who follow you kind of wondering what's going on. They're trying to figure out who did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the announcement? But of course, there is no announcement because it's a soft launching breakup. You're not going to say anything about it. You're just like slowly getting rid of them very quietly. What they say, though, is what you can kind of look for if you're like, is this a soft launching breakup? They say basically they've deleted or archived those photos.
I always check for that.
Yeah. Of their significant other, or they're replacing them with thirst traps.
I do that. Mm-hmm.
I know you have. Or maybe those thirst traps or new photos have like cryptic quotes in them.
Ooh.
That's a possible soft launching breakup. Another thing that you could look for is like teasing a sudden dramatic haircut. I've told you about the haircut, the breakup haircut.
Yeah. That makes sense. Oh my God. Yeah. Kylie had really short hair in one of her recent Instagram posts.
Did she get her haircut?
I think it was probably a wig because I don't think she actually cut it. But
I'm telling you.
That's interesting.
Another thing to look for is like excessive posts about girls. Girls trips. Trips you to the girls.
Oh, I love my girls. Couldn't live without my girl.
Dude. Soft launching breakup.
I trust nobody. Just know I will be lurking on your Instagram pages.
And she will know that you broke up.
What, within 10 to 15 minutes, that's all I need. And then I will know 100% what your relationship status is.
So I came across a TikTok video where somebody was talking about soft launching breakups and really just like describing it to people in case they didn't know what it was. And if they come across it on like their social media, they can kind of know what to look for.
Yeah. Like, are there more thirst traps?
Yeah.
Weird quotes, suspicious quotes happening.
Yeah. And in case it happens to be like one of your besties and you're like, oh my God, did she just break up with her guy of like 14 years?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like scrolling through her profile and you want to know if that happened, then you could be there for her. It's kind of like things to look out for. But then I went and, of course, I was reading the comments on that video and people were like, screw doing soft launching breakup where you're just very subtle about it.
You
just quietly delete photos, quietly do things about it. People were like, you know what I've done? I just posted about the breakup on my Instagram story and said, yo, we broke up. I saw multiple people saying that they did that they just posted it and they said, we're done. And I'm like, yeah, that's a no for me. Have you done that?
No way.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I've seen like famous people do that because, you know, like, let's say, I don't know, Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber broke up. They probably would put something on their stories like, hey, please give us our space.
It'd be a white background with some black text that said,
don't send any hate to the other person.
I still really love them.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yep. But I am not famous, nor are pretty much anybody that I follow on Instagram from high school or college or whatever. I don't think I've ever actually seen somebody do that on their public story.
I don't want to see that. That makes me feel uncomfortable.
What are we supposed to do? Am I supposed to love the story? I had a friend recently who put on like her private Snap story that only like certain people are on, like cutting out toxic men 2024. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, she definitely dumped her man or got dumped or something. And even that, I was like, am I supposed to do something about that?
Oh, so did you respond?
No.
Did you reply?
No, I didn't because I didn't want to. I don't want to be that person that just reaches out to find out like your juice.
But here now's the thing is she knows that you watched that.
She does.
And you didn't say anything. Same thing. Shoot. If somebody puts it on their Instagram story, they're going to know why I watched it. And I didn't say, so sorry for your breakup loss. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm not posting about that in my breakup. Like, if I broke up, like, I'm not posting about it on social media. I'm very quiet.
Same.
I like, duck back into the woods, and you won't find me. And you won't know anything about it.
That's how I would prefer it, because I would rather not get those messages from people like, so sorry. I'd rather not think about it.
It's like when you're crying, and they're like, are you crying? Mm. Are you sad? And you're like, could you not bring that up?
I am even more now. So you've been telling us about different ways that people soft launch their breakup on social media.
Yeah.
AKA archiving old photos or posting kind of cryptic quotes in their caption or whatever. And that reminded me of something that one of my friends did after a really messy breakup that I always thought was hilarious and genius. And I was kind of jealous. I didn't think of it myself. She got cheated on, which is bad. No fun. Mm-hmm. So she went to Petty University, and instead of deleting her old photos with him, she just changed the captions to include the word cheater.
No, she did
not. So it could have been like Florida with the boyfriend, but she changed it to Florida with the cheater. Or on Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day to my boo thing, but it was happy Valentine's Day to this cheater.
Dude.
And just left it for the
That's
rest.
That's some savage stuff right there.
Well, and then at that point, you're like, it's a scavenger hunt. I need to go back and look through all the captions.
I would look back to everything. I want to know what every single caption, what she changed it to.
Every single one was not a disappointment. It was genius, and I wish I would have thought of it myself.
Well, of course you don't want to, and there's, you know, not every photo do I want to get rid of because I looked hot in it.
Well, that was part of it. She's like, I like these photos.
Yeah.
They're memories, but I just want everybody to know they're no longer happy memories.
Because he's a cheater.
If you forgot, it was with a cheater.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Do we have any storms in the forecast? You know?
That's a good question. Actually, chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight.
I can smell it. I'll tell you that right
you
now.
You are indoors.
I just leaned over and I sniffed and I can smell it.
You can't even open those windows. How do you smell it? Is it that strong?
I smell it and I do feel it in my right knee.
So like the Mean Girls, but instead of where she can feel it, you know, up there, you can...
Right, yeah, right.
You can feel it down
instead,
there?
Instead, it's my knees. I have more feeling there. I'm convinced. The weather.
What happens
too
with
nice.
Your knee? Does it tingle? Does it speak words?
No, it has a little creak to it when the rain's coming.
Okay.
And I do feel like that's happening as I'm extending my
leg right
now.
It's called old age.
Well, that in combination with the smell, I know that it's going to storm. It's that time of year. So,
what? I'm just like, how did you smell it when we can't even open the window?
I can smell it, and I know I can smell it because my knee hurts. Which means watch out, there could be some spring storms coming our way.
She's not wrong, chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight.
Like I said, take it from me.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're gonna get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm putting out a red alert for our new friend, Jen. Okay. She emailed us and she needs your advice for Dear Destiny.
Dear Destiny, I'm convinced my boyfriend's family doesn't like me from their actions. We've been together for 3 years and so many things have happened that make me think this way. His family has invited his ex-wife to many family events without being considerate of us. His mom consistently posts and flaunts his ex on social media and sends photos of his ex-wife to my partner multiple times. Even on our anniversary, she posted his ex-wife on Facebook and then unfriended me when I expressed how upset that made me. I feel like I've been burned so many times. I've given multiple second chances. I've tried to be understanding and set boundaries. We've tried to be as clear as possible. Now we're at a spot where my boyfriend doesn't know if we should stay together because I can't get past my perspective on them, and I just can't give them another chance or risk another chance. Please help.
Help Jen out.
Wow. There are so many Michael Scott no's in there.
No, God! No, God, please, no, no!
Hey, that's how I felt reading it. It just keeps going.
I know.
There's a lot of layers to this, so what Whoa. Should she do?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, clearly, if they like the ex-wife so much more, you might as well, you got to be the ex-wife.
Become her?
Become the ex-wife. And I know, I mean, you need to start with dressing like her. Find her the perfume that smells like her. And then what you need to do, you need to take dramatic measures and you need to find a mask that looks exactly like her and wear it to family. Easter's coming up. Wear it to Easter at the end of the month. You need to wear it to the 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and you are going to start acting and looking like her because dang it, that's all they want is her. So you're going to wear that mask and you're going to look like her. Just remember, it gets hot in there, so brush your teeth before. Oh, because you might have smelly breath.
Okay.
But wear a mask and look like her.
Become
that's
her.
Clearly what they want.
All right. I think let's open it up and see what else is out there, other ideas. What would you do if your significant other's family didn't like you and frankly is still stuck on your significant other's ex? Let us know.
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Oh, Jen. We are trying to help you out today because Jen emailed us, thosegirls@kzia.com, with quite the issue, basically asking for some help because her boyfriend of 3 years, she's convinced that his family does not like her. And she's got some great evidence for it, too, because his family invites his ex-wife to family functions. His mom posts photos of his ex-wife on social media. Most importantly, she posted a photo of her on their anniversary. Yikes. She set boundaries. They keep getting crossed. She's like, what else can I even do in this situation?
And I say, if you can't beat her, be her. And you dress up like her moving forward and you get a mask that looks exactly like her. You can order this online. It's super easy peasy. And coming up, I'm sure you're going to be at family Easter at the end of the month. You're going to put that mask on, sit at the dinner table. And you're going to look exactly like her because that's what mom wants.
All right.
And do that for all the other holidays, too.
And repeat. Okay. Jamie, what do you think this girl should do?
I'd be having a talk with my boyfriend saying, why does your mom keep doing this? Have you stuck up to her about the situation? Have you said anything to her? Is it making the boyfriend feel uncomfortable? I think that's the first question. If it's not, I would exit the relationship because that's not something I would put up with.
Okay, she has a point. And actually, Kate on the Z102.9 Facebook page is on the same track. She said, at this point, especially, the boyfriend needs to step in. Wouldn't this make him mad too?
Oh, if this was me, I'd be furious.
It's your ex for a reason. Mm-hmm. If your parents are still bringing him up constantly, I think if you're not mad, maybe you're not over it.
Oh,
that snap. Could be something to consider. Malia, what do you think she should do?
Yeah, clearly they've chosen, I feel like, and that would make me upset. So I would probably just be like, okay, well, this isn't going to work. I don't know. That's really hard.
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
It always kind of seems like when you're in a relationship and people around you never want to step on the wrong toe and hurt your feelings by saying, hey, you know what? I really don't like them. Or for some reason, I'm getting the weird heebie-jeebies about them or something. They usually keep to themselves their thoughts and opinions. But the mother today, for Dear Destiny, she's just been honest.
Yeah. She made it really clear she did not like her son's new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of makes you wonder, like, I don't know, that's kind of tough because you should maybe be supportive. But then at the same time, would you rather they hide it away and then as soon as you break up, they're like, I never liked her. I never liked her anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you prefer?
Yeah, which one would you rather have? And we want to hear from you. Should you tell your friends and family you don't like their significant other, or do you end up waiting until they break up? I prefer that you rip the Band-Aid and you tell me you don't like them.
Mm.
On the spot, in the moment.
In front of them?
Well, no.
Okay.
Pull me aside.
Yeah, that's extreme.
Text me, whatever you want to do. Because I was a little frustrated when I was in a relationship, and it was a longer relationship. And then it just kind of felt like everybody was coming out of like the woods, and they were like, hey, by the way, I never really cared for him. Or, hey, there was this about him I didn't like. And I was like, when were you going to tell me?
Right.
When were you going to tell me? And it was frustrating that, like, they kept it to themselves. Because I kind of wonder if they would have said, and I don't know, but if they would have told me that, would I have gotten out earlier?
Right. That's what, because, you know, you think about it, if you only see the best in somebody and somebody's like, yeah, I don't like them so much, you're probably going to defend them. But I'm kind of with you where there was a relationship. It wasn't necessarily that my friends didn't like him, but they, after we broke up, we're like, yeah, we never understood the two of you together. We just didn't see you as like
they just didn't think you guys vibed.
It didn't make sense. We were completely opposite personalities, everything. And then afterwards, I'm like, why didn't you tell me that? And they're like, well, we didn't want to like hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Or you'd been in the relationship for so long. We didn't want to be the ones to be like, are you sure? But then I was like, I wish you did, honestly.
But I wish you would have put that nugget in my brain.
Yeah, you don't have to push me.
But don't, yeah. But if you put that nugget in my brain, well, now I'm going to think about it a little bit more. And then I'll get out of that honeymoon stage and I'll really start thinking about things like, oh, do I actually like this person? Do they actually have the qualities I want in a person?
And then, you know, what you also do is you start paying attention to how they treat other people.
Yes.
Because you're like, well, I like them, but what am I seeing? What am I not seeing that other people are seeing? And then you watch and then you're like, he just picked something out of his teeth and then shook somebody's hand.
Nasty.
So now I understand why people don't like him.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The last person that you're probably thinking of going to for dating advice is your mom. Mm.
Yeah.
Just because it feels a little embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
Being like, mommy, how do I find the man of my dreams?
Mm-hmm. It's a new world, too. So many new things. She wouldn't understand.
That's what you think. However, you are wrong. Because this girl, her name's Fia, on TikTok has gone viral because she said she took her mom's dating advice that she thought was weird and stupid and odd. It worked, and it got her a boyfriend. And it's really not that difficult either. So her mom's advice was...
Got a pen and paper. Sorry. Oh, just go
okay,
on.
Yeah, good. Well, yeah, okay. This is great.
Taking notes. if it came from a mom, you know it's good.
Yeah, and it is good because this got her a boyfriend. I can't stress that enough. She had success. The mom's advice is that when you invite a guy over, you should be baking cookies before they get there, so that your apartment still smells like freshly baked cookies when they arrive.
Mm.
Okay, so she says that she did this the first time that her, what ended up to be her boyfriend, came over to her place. He just kept complimenting, like, oh my gosh, it smells so good in here. And she just like played it off like, her apartment always smells like that. Like, that's just how she lives her life. And the thought is, like, they can't get that out of their brain. And every time they smell a cookie, they can't help but think of you every time they smell a chocolate chip cookie a little ginger snap or something.
Okay, okay.
So it's literally like, you know, the like the experiments with the dogs where you ring the bell and they start like salivating. Yep. It's literally like that, except the scent of cookies apparently can make a man crazy over you.
All right, first off, I need to go to the store and get some cookies tonight. And then invite somebody over. Number two, the thing is, have you seen me cook?
Well, here's the good news. They make a lot of take and bake kinds that they don't have to be edible. They never said that yet that have to be edible. Although I feel like cookies, that you probably should offer them a cookie. Taylor.
It says 10 minutes and I forgot that I put the cookies in the oven and it has been 26 minutes and I have burnt them already.
Well, you're not going to have anybody over to your house when it is on fire, so maybe pass on this one.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I don't know about you, but I love a hypothetical question.
Me too. They're so much fun.
This one's really fun, and I actually saw it on Instagram. For some reason, it's making its rounds and going kind of viral. I don't know who started this. It's not real. Let me start with that. This is not a real feature on your iPhone. Damn. However, it is a hypothetical of would you use this feature or not? So, you know, Apple Pay, right? You can just pay people back on your phone, or you can save your debit card or credit card to your wallet and like order stuff online.
My favorite feature.
It's stupid easy.
I love sending you money when you bought me McDonald's or something. Uh-huh. And I love when I can go into the grocery store with no wallet or nothing. And then just boop, boop on my phone. Tap, tap. I paid for my groceries.
Well, there is somebody, some evil genius that has come up with the thought of pay double or nothing.
What's that?
Where they're asking, you could have the option to flip a coin. It's a little virtual coin at the bottom of the screen, and you either pay double or nothing.
Oh.
So in this example that's like going around on Instagram, it's somebody ordering Nike shoes for $180. They click order, and then, you know, your Apple Pay thing comes up. If you want to use your card, you would have the chance to flip that coin and either pay $390 for $180 shoes, or they would be free.
I don't like this.
Would you take your chance and flip the coin double or nothing?
Nope.
Nope, never?
Nope, 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 nope. I would not, because I'd never read the terms and conditions of Apple.
Oh,
and I will still not read the terms and conditions of Apple. It's like 10 pages long. And I bet you in the fine print, they're going to be like, and guess what? 90% of the time, we are going to make you pay double. So I'm not doing it.
What if it was not like sketchy? It completely was like based on luck.
If Apple had nothing to do with it.
Okay, fine. Apple's out.
Let's have Apple not have their hands in it, because I don't trust them right
now.
Okay. I do it with small purchases.
Okay, that's kind of what I was
thinking. $20. I would not do it for the Nike shoes. That is too risky business for me.
Yeah, I feel like $50 would be my cap. And then you would think at some point, like if you did accidentally have to pay double at some point, you'd probably be making your money back when you do get
girl
stuff
math.
For free. Oh my God, yeah, this is like one big girl math thing.
Girl math, because you know, you've won so many times where you didn't have to pay, but now you had to pay double this time. I mean, girl math, it evens itself out.
Yeah, so like when you're spending $54 on socks.
Whoa!
It's not that big of a deal.
Those better be some cold socks.
Cold socks?
I said gold.
Gold.
Because they cost a lot of money.
Okay, yeah, I hope this isn't real because I do not need this in my life.
We all know that I should be a spokesperson for the Hallmark Channel and for Hallmark in general.
Yeah, you are definitely...
Love Christmas.
Christmas, like, fairy tale lover.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And I know you're going to think it's absolutely nuts to think and talk about Christmas right now because we just got through it.
Well, yeah, it's March. We're halfway, not even through March.
9 more months to go. Can I do it anyways?
I guess.
Because it's Christmas in March, baby!
Now, I've heard of Christmas in July. This feels a little rushed.
To you, not to me. Coors Light wants to celebrate Christmas a little early. This year, or maybe a little late at this point. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've got March Madness. It's fast approaching this year. It's kicking off on March 19th and it's going to end on April 8th. So it's 21 days of basketball fun for people. And Coors Light wants to get in on the fun too. And they want to celebrate Christmas late or early, however you want to take it. And so they are doing a March Madness Advent calendar. It is called the Countdown to Chill calendar.
Whoa.
Yeah. So basically for the 21 days, you're going to have like 21 little boxes that you get to open in this Advent calendar. Uh-huh. And there's 21 different gifts.
Okay. This is sweet. Okay.
I know.
I feel like as Iowans, we all have gotten really into the whole basketball thing mm-hmm. with, you know, Caitlin Clark and such. But what a little treat to be like, oh, I have a new beer to try for tonight's game.
I know. But the thing is that they were like, this is the whole point of this for them is that if your bracket sucks, like, if your bracket is not doing well, at least you have an advent calendar to look forward to. So they're trying to like relieve your pain if your bracket isn't doing so well. So that's what they're trying to do here. Now, not everything's alcohol. So if you're like, I'm not into Coors Light, because same girl. I know I'm from Iowa. I probably should. Like Coors.
Well, you know, to each their own.
But not everything is Coors Light. Taylor, I really think you're going to like this. I think you're going to be hopping on to their website and ordering this tonight.
What is it?
Well, some of the gifts include chill tea, non-alcoholic.
Oh, if you're like not in the mood, but uh-huh. you want to just hang out.
And you need
out.
To take a chill because your bracket's sucking.
Okay.
You know, take a chill tea. How about this? You need a little help, please. Candle.
Sorry, what was that?
A little help, please. Candle.
Why are you saying it like that? Is that like a pun?
They called it a little help, please.
Okay, I don't understand it. I don't
Again,
get that.
Again, if your bracket's not doing well. A little
candle.
Help, please. Candle.
I'm going to hear that in my nightmares tonight. Move on.
A little help, please.
God.
Candle.
What else?
They got press-on nails. I know you're a press-on nails girlie.
Are they like Coors Light logoed?
Actually, let me look.
That's
a good question.
That would not probably be my vibe. But
no, they kind of look cute, actually.
I kind of like this because now I'm convinced you could share this between a couple. Like, the guy can, like, take the beer, the stupid candle.
You can have a little help, please, candle.
I'll put on the nails while he watches the game. That feels like a fair trade.
Yeah, and another one for you, too, is they have a glass slipper charm.
Oh!
I know!
Slightly weird.
I know that one. Happened.
Oh, is it because I feel like people always say like Cinderella teams?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They do something like that.
Genius.
I know.
I love it.
I think this is the coolest thing ever.
You had me until that stupid candle, and that should immediately go in the garbage.
Hey, a little help, please. Candle.
Of course. Call us.
Dude, I love that we are celebrating Christmas early, thanks to Coors Light and of literally everybody. But they are bringing out an advent calendar, not for Christmas, but for March Madness. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's watching, celebrating March Madness, they have 21 days of an advent calendar. There may be a can of Coors Light, but there's other things like press on nails. There's a candle in there. Mm-hmm. Those are all tons of fun things in the advent calendar.
Which I love that. I think that's such a great idea. And now let's make this
a year-round thing. Advent calendars. Why do they just have to be for Christmas?
Well, yeah. And I love that they're pairing it with TV. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd love something like this for The Bachelor or Bachelorette. Every Monday, I have a new, I don't know, type of wine. I feel like wine and The Bachelor go hand in hand. But if we wanted to keep it in the sports realm, I think, you know, the NFL season is very, very long.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would make it slightly more enjoyable for me is if it was an advent calendar of different dips.
Ooh.
Because I feel like that's the good
part. Because you're going to have that anyways.
Well, yeah, that's the good part about watching football is, you know, like there's a buffalo chicken dip. There's a spinach artichoke dip. It's like an excuse to snack. So if I had like a different dip every game, I'd be so down for that.
Yeah, make sure it's refrigerator, but they have refrigerated ones anyways. I know they have like cheese for Christmas and stuff. Yeah, I like this.
I'm into it.
Then
those
I'm not having
ideas.
The same buffalo chicken dip for every football game.
Well, yeah, I have something to look forward to. Oh, there's another game on. Oh, but I have a dip. That's my thought.
Okay, I like that. I was thinking away from TV, kind of. I know that they're doing that for like the March Madness and stuff. I'm thinking I need this from like my personal life. I'm thinking one for when Flo comes to visit. Can I get an advent calendar for that for the 7 days she's in town? And I get a little gift for myself.
Like a
chocolate.
Okay.
Like chocolate. You know, things that you just would like when Flo's in town. You don't like that, do you?
I just am trying to figure out what that would be.
I feel like I deserve a gift when this is happening. I'm going through some tough things, okay?
But also, I feel like I would be in the mindset of, oh, a gift? That's not even what I wanted.
Okay, there's that. And then I was thinking, what if we had advent calendars for when you get through a breakup?
Oh, okay.
I like that, too. You know? One day could be tissues. Another day could be chocolate. Another day could be
ice cream.
A bottle of wine.
Uh-huh. And then it could slowly, as you grieve and have your coping things like ice cream and stuff, it becomes self-care products. How to better yourself.
Thirst trap types of things.
Yes.
It's a bikini. A hot top. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yes.
I'm so on this. I'm copywriting it right now.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.